Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I got that cranked up today. Doing a little dance in my bedroom here. I love that song.
Yeah, we start our show with that tune for a reason. It makes us happy. It reminds us the important stuff. I made that woohoo when I got an email from Netflix this morning.
Oh boy. Oh yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a boohoo. Boohoo Netflix.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And $20 a month? I mean, look, I enjoy Netflix, but at some point you scratch your head and you do the math and you say, how much am I spending on streaming services? It's a little like coffee, you know? How much am I spending every month on the fancy schmancy coffees? But
this is what we woke up to, and maybe you woke up to it as well. Hi, Jordana. We hope you are enjoying everything Netflix has to offer. We're updating our prices to bring you more great entertainment. Your monthly price will change to $19.99 on March 23rd. This update will allow us to deliver even more value for your membership. Mm-hmm. Stories that will lift you up, move you, or simply make your day a little better. Questions? Visit the Help Center. And then they flip me the bird in the email, which they did not really do, but it sort of felt like. I'm like, yeah, let me visit the Help Center to find out why you're doubling my rate. But Paul, it did get me thinking. I do remember when Netflix was $7.99.
Yeah.
$7.99. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it went up to $8.99. And then it went up to $12.99. And now it's $19.99. It was a big, bird, I guess, to us. Although, we watch so much TV right now, they have me over the barrel. I would not consider canceling the Netflix.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
They know they have us hooked. And I would say Netflix is in that top tier. I mean, and it's different for everybody, but I would say Netflix and Amazon Prime and possibly even HBO Max, to me, are must have top tier.
Mm-hmm.
The others, though, I watch a few shows every now and then, Paramount and Hulu and Peacock and Apple TV, and it goes, I must be paying for a dozen streaming services. And at some point, it becomes like cable. The average person who has cable TV watches 7 channels. You're paying for stuff you never watch, you never need. So we're kind of at that point now with streaming, where people are doing the math going, this is nuts. Pay for what you use.
Try not to judge me. But I still pay for cable. I still watch terrestrial television. I watch ABC, NBC, CBS. I do. We watch CNN. Mark watches the Golf Channel. I don't even want to know. This is an exercise that I have not done. And because I'm burying my head in the sand for a reason, I don't want to know what I pay for television watching on a monthly basis. I am. And I'm going to have to stay in denial because I think I would rather not go out to dinner more and pay for this, because I feel like every one of these streaming services gets you with the one show that you want to watch. Like right now, we're watching Homeland on Showtime. I think it's free now, but that came out in like 2013. That's forever ago. But I feel like I need Showtime to watch that. Then there's Hulu. By the way, I watch the free Hulu because I watch all the ads. So I think it's free, or at least it's really cheap. But there are some good shows on Hulu. And I can't remember which is on what, so I don't even know what to cancel because I don't know what I'd miss. I'm a complete mess.
Well, they make it difficult because why can't they come up with an a la carte? You know, pay per program, pay per show.
They get less money then.
You know, a few cents to watch X, a few more cents to watch Y. But this is the future. It's all about streaming. Look, these big media companies, they want to be in the subscription business. It's a better business than relying on advertising, right?
For sure. It is. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
But,
and they make so much money. And by the way, at 4:30, we are going to have the Netflix quiz. You better not have been cheating. Or studying,
No.
I am going to quiz you and David on your knowledge of Netflix. But I have resigned myself to the fact that even though I woke up to this email, that it's jumping, what is it? You know, it's from 13 to 20, so it's $7 a month. There's no way I'm canceling Netflix. I'm sure there are shows on it that I like. In fact, I just watched that movie. Tim Lammers is going to come up next. That movie, Marry Me. The movie Marry Me with J-Lo, loved it. Oh, and Owen Wilson, love. It was a romantic comedy. That was on Peacock. My girlfriend said she went to the movies to see it because she didn't get Peacock. Well, whatever I spent on Peacock was probably one night at the movies, right? Two adult tickets?
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably what I spent. So I sort of justified it in my head that way. But I didn't even know what it was on. I subscribe. I am such a junkie and a victim here. I subscribe to so many of these ridiculous streaming services that I figured I would have it. So I just set it into the remote and it popped up. So I'm watching whatever they throw at me. And I'm paying for it every month. I am resigned to the fact that I'm a sucker.
Well, I think we're all suckers. Some more so than others. I kept Satellite. But I threatened to drop Satellite, and they dropped the monthly bill.
Sure, they did.
By almost 50%. I was paying over $200 bucks a month for Satellite, mainly for the sports channels. And I said, hey, I'm going to quit. I can't justify spending that money. And they said, well, we got a special promotion, and it lasts for a year, and we'll drop your rate by 40 to 50%. So at that point, I thought, okay, I can almost justify it. You have to ask for the promotion, and you only get it when you threaten to quit. And look, my kid said, Dad, pay for what you use. The problem with these streaming services, you watch a show here, you watch a series there, then you forget about it. But every month, they're dinging your credit card.
Yeah,
and
for
it adds up big time. And so I'm not sure what the future is. Maybe they'll bundle all the streaming services together and call it Cable Plus or something.
I'll buy that too.
Just nuts. But and speaking of my kids, does Marley think you're nuts? This notion that I'm going to come to you at a certain time and watch a show on television. I think our grandkids are going to say, "Why? Why did you do that? Why did you?"
Insanity.
Yeah, I want to watch it on demand whenever I want to watch or binge or whatever. So that's the future.
Well, speaking of TV and speaking of all of this, what we're watching, what we're not watching, Tim Lammers, he had a conflict yesterday. We are so grateful to have him today. We will talk streaming next.
Oh, boy. That's a clip from the deliciously dark and disturbing original streaming series Severance, which is on Apple TV Plus. Speaking of streaming, starring Adam Scott and Christopher Walken and Patricia Arquette. Tim Lammers is here to tell us all about it. This is pretty high up on my list. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Look, have you seen the series yet?
I've seen the trailers, and I'm hooked. Oh. I definitely want to start it, yes.
Yeah, well, look, it is... I just have to say, for anybody who's going to dive into this series, again, Apple TV Plus, there are only two episodes so far, and then there'll be one weekly, you know, henceforth. You just got to be patient, because I can't remember a series that began in such of a bizarre and confusing manner than this one. Okay. I mean, it's to the point, if I weren't reviewing it, I probably would have turned it off. But again, I think that, yeah, isn't that funny, Jordana? I mean, look, but you know, again, you got to give these things a chance. It's like Ben Stiller's directing this thing. You got a very talented cast. Where is this going? You heard the clip. You separate your work memories from your home memories. Somebody figures out how to undo this operation and does all of a sudden remember what he does at work. He tries to tell his former colleague, played by Adam Scott, that there's something really sinister going on at his workplace, but we're not there yet in terms of the series. So the very beginning is a setup. Again, it's just what is going on here. But by the end, you figure out, okay, this is where it's headed. It's really Twilight Zone / Black Mirror sort of stuff. I think Ben Stiller is a terrific filmmaker. I mean, he's a great director. People forget that. I mean, he's fun as an actor, too. But,
well, but not really. You're saying you would have stopped watching it. He sounds like he's doing a bad job with this one.
For the first 15, 20 minutes or so, yes. And that's why, you know, reviewing this for you, I'm saying be patient because things will unfold. Fair. Because, and part of the reason why, look, I just had faith in what Stiller can do. So I thought, okay, this is going somewhere. You don't get people to sign on to a series like this that's going to completely confuse viewers all along. You just have to be patient and let it unfold. And by the time it gets around to episode 2 and you get through with that, it's like, okay, where's episode 3? I want to see it, you know? So it's, yeah. So again, fair warning, don't give up on the series too easily because I could see people doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Good advice.
The next one I'm really questioning. It's Space Force season 2. Now, I believe I watched a few episodes of season 1, and I'm pretty sure it was some of the worst television that I've ever seen. Is that possible?
Don't hold back.
Is that possible, Tim?
You know, it's funny. I actually enjoyed season 1. It's just weird how people react
maybe
to things differently.
Well, no, confusing it then.
You know, look, the first season of Space Force, they took an idea, right, and they ran with it. I mean, screaming 100 miles an hour down the highway. We're talking Steve Carell and Greg Daniels, who, of course, are two principals with The Office. And this basically was formed by... Remember when President Trump started the Space Force, okay?
We remember.
So they took it, yes, okay. So they took that name and they tried to build a series out of it. Now, a lot of critics hated that first season. Again, I didn't think it was too bad. I didn't have that high of expectations. So, but there definitely is a different tone with this second season right now. It's a shorter season. There are only 7 episodes. But, you know, they tried too hard to not be The Office that first season. You know, now we're getting into some more personal relationships between the characters because there are a lot of great actors in this series. You got Carell, you got John Malkovich, who I absolutely love, Jimmy O. Yang, great stand-up comedian, but a great actor, too. I mean, you know, you got a lot of Lisa Kudrow. So, yeah, the good thing about this, Jordana, is that if you do decide to get back into it, the episodes are about a half hour apiece. So you can get, you know, the first season done rather quickly, and obviously the second season even quicker because it's a shorter season that's undoubtedly setting up a season 3.
Got it. And again, this is on Netflix, and we started the show with the announcement that Netflix is upping their monthly subscription to $19.99. And, I mean, it's getting a little out of hand, all these different options. People are spending stupid money now on streaming. What are your thoughts when it comes to streaming? What would be in your top 2 or 3? I'm just curious.
You know what? I would still say Netflix. Definitely HBO Max. I love that service. And Disney Plus. I think right now those are your top 3. Prime Video is great, but people are already paying for the, you know, that. Those are going up too, by the way. It's going up from $119.99 a month to $139. But you're already investing in that because of all the benefits that go with it, with the free 2-day shipping, blah, blah, blah. So I wouldn't even consider that part of the same conversation. But the thing that people need to realize with these Netflix prices is that $19.99 price tag is if you stream stuff in 4K, the highest definition possible. I personally, maybe because it's the age of my TV, my price is going up 50 cents a month. It was like $14.99. Now it's going up to $15.49. And I would suspect that most people have that package. No, I guess it's going up more. Look, I'm looking back at prices, $13.99. Yeah, so it's going up about 50. Look, I have said this before. These streaming services, you know, Hollywood has gravitated to them so much. They're now paying big budget prices for big budget actors and movies. So when you get a Red Notice that costs a couple hundred million dollars, don't quote me on that, but it was a big budget picture. Mm-hmm. Your price at some point is going to go up. If they're going to keep paying that amount of money, at some point it is going to go up. Now, the thing to remember is, I don't know, I never had, I'm trying to think how much I've ever paid for a premium cable channel, but if you're paying $19.99 a month and you're not getting commercials, I'd still say that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these streaming outfits, like your Paramount Plus, maybe they're $5.99, or Hulu is a $5.99 to start. You're getting commercials throughout your programming. So there's pros and cons, but I will say that Netflix definitely needs to take a step back and not throw out the big money that they've been doing, because at some point, this gets to $25 a month, they're going to lose customers.
But Tim, it's an arms race. It's the Wild West. These companies are spending billions and billions of dollars to try to come up with unique proprietary content that scales worldwide so they can get a return on investment. So subscribers go up, subscriptions go up. Everybody's looking for original content, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah, and again, it'll be interesting to see the impact that has on theaters. I mean, I think just because of the pandemic, that's speeded up the process, hasn't it? I mean, it really seems that, you know, the studios are taking the safe bet and they're distributing their films that would have played in the theaters otherwise, either exclusively on streaming, or they'll do a dual sort of run like Marry Me a couple weeks ago with Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson, where they opened it in theaters and streaming on Peacock at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's definitely been a huge shift in the industry.
Okay.
Tim Lammerts, you're the best. Follow Tim on all of his social channels on Facebook and on Twitter. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
And we'll talk on Friday.
We will talk on Friday for sure.
Yep.
Ah, yes, we do watch a lot of TV. We also pay a lot of tax on Social Security, but we're a handful of states that does that. Why do we do that, and should we stop? Let's talk next.
I get the shut up part, not the come dance with me part, but I guess that some things will never change, sure. Like death and taxes. We live in the land of 10,000 taxes, and I love Minnesota. Been here 40 years. This is always going to be home base for me. Do we pay enough taxes? My personal opinion, yeah, I think we do. At some point, it becomes a deterrent, and companies won't start companies here. They won't move here, and retirees may move out of the state. We need those retirees for a long list of good reasons, but they want to preserve their money, and they don't want to be taxed, especially on Social Security. Why the bleep do we tax Social Security in this state? It's a forced savings plan. We have no choice but to put money into FICA, into Social Security. I started contributing back when I was 15, my first gig at McDonald's. So there are some legislators on both sides of the aisle who would like to change that. Minnesota GOP Senator Carla Nelson is leading a charge to eliminate the Minnesota state tax on Social Security benefits, and she's joining us right now. Senator Nelson, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Your comments were spot on, by the way.
Well, and look, I want to pay my fair share. I think we should all pay our fair share, but I couldn't. And nothing gets the phone ringing faster on CCO than when we talk about Social Security and why on earth do we feel the need to tax Social Security. How do you answer that question for your constituents?
Well, I think the first thing to understand is taxation is in place because of need to make sure there's adequate revenues to fund the state. The fact of the matter is we have more than adequate revenues. We have a $7.7 billion surplus. So this is not about adequacy. And quite frankly, it is about fairness. As you noted, Minnesotans already, they purchased those benefits. They purchased those Social Security benefits, not by choice. They were mandated to do that. And yet how outrageous it is then that we turn around and tax those benefits that they were forced to buy when it comes time to retire. So it is time. We must eliminate this taxation. And we this is the time to do it when we have such a massive surplus.
Hey, Senator, it's Jordana. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi, Jordana.
Hi there. So I'm looking at some of the math here, and it says it would eventually cost Minnesota more than $600 million a year in lost tax revenue. Is there a plan then once we, I understand the $7.7 billion projected surplus, but once we start eating into that $600 million a year in lost revenue, that $7.7 billion will eventually get eaten up. Is there a plan then to replace some of that surplus or to replace that money for on taxes on other things to reimburse that money?
Well, I would say two things. One, Minnesota is a tax island in many ways. We're in the top five, top 10. And many of us have realized that that is not helpful for our state to be such a high tax state. And so this is one tax that we can and should get rid of at this point and make us more competitive for people to stay here, come here, grow here. And that's one item. The second thing is this. We know that when people leave our state, and their CPAs, you know, they say things like, we know your heart is in Minnesota, but, you know, you really can't afford to retire in Minnesota, much less die in Minnesota. And so we have far too many Minnesotans that leave our state on a regular basis, just leave our state and reside maybe where their summer cottage is or reside in other states that do not tax their Social Security. And when they leave, they don't just take their retirement income with them. They take all of their volunteer hours. They take their estate tax. They take all the sales taxes that they pay with them. And then if that weren't bad enough, the state of Minnesota wants to make sure and capture all of those snowbirds. And so then we tell them things like, well, you can't really have a CPA in Minnesota because that might make you look like a Minnesotan and then they'll want to tax all of your income again. Or you can't really do your banking in Minnesota. And so we lose that. So it's a cascading effect of income that leaves our state when retirees leave our state. And that's why, and that income that would be preserved if fewer retirees left our state is not factored in to the cost of eliminating the taxation on those Social Security benefits.
And Senator Nelson, just to add to what you just said, again, my view of this, we're also losing the institutional memory of older Minnesotans who have so much, not only philanthropic and charitable causes, but they have so much to contribute. And it would be great if we could keep some significant percentage of them here in Minnesota where they can continue to contribute their knowledge, their time, their help. But 37 other states do not tax Social Security income. Do you think you can get your bill through the Senate quickly?
Yes, I can promise you that we will get this bill through the Minnesota Senate. I expect bipartisan support. But if this bill does not happen, I can tell you there is one reason. And the one reason is the governor not telling his fellow House members to pass the bill or not saying, I demand this bill. I want to see this bill on my desk. Now, he has said that for other things. He needs to say that for eliminating the taxation on Social Security also.
Is there, can I ask this one more question? Some of the critics, and there aren't too many critics, it seems like there's a fair amount of support from the DFL, but some say, well, this could blow back on lower income folks, people who are underprivileged, disadvantaged, that you know, you can't have your cake and eat it. But it sure seems like at a time when we have a $7 billion surplus, this might be a good time to try it. Am I right?
Absolutely. And I appreciate people that are concerned about our long-term budget. But the fact of the matter is our reserve tank is full. It's overflowing, plus the $7.7 billion surplus, plus over $65 billion of federal funding has come to our state with COVID relief dollars. That's more than our biennial budget. So this is the time. You are right. This is the time. It's the time that we must reduce this really double taxation on these Social Security benefits and keep more of our long-term Minnesotans here in our state.
Agreed.
Senator Carla Nelson, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us. We will be keeping an eye on it to see if it makes it to the governor's desk and signs it.
Keep us posted, Senator.
So
good luck with this and report back. We'll have you back on again, okay?
You bet. I'll do that. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You think the snowbirds are leaving because of the taxes or because of the weather?
I think it's a combination.
I'm asking the man who is currently in Florida, by the way.
But I have no desire to be here 6 months and a day. I like Florida in small doses. Do I want to live here? Absolutely not. Minnesota is home. But I feel for people, you know, who really rely on their Social Security benefits, maybe who for whatever reason don't have the savings, don't have the flexibility, whatever. And they really need that Social Security money to survive. Mm-hmm. To me, it just seems totally unnecessary to tax those Social Security benefits. I just there are other ways, I think, to raise taxes, to raise revenue, to pay for the programs that we want. I think we should legalize cannabis and tax the out of it. Mm-hmm. But don't tax Social Security. People who may not have nearly enough in retirement, we're living longer. We got to stretch those Social Security dollars. Don't tax that. It's unnecessary where we are today. There are other ways to raise that revenue.
How much would a tax be on a $15 million book deal? I'll do the math and then tell you who got that deal next on CCO. Oh, my God.
He's brilliant. You know, I don't think anybody does it better than Colbert now. It took me a while to come around to Stephen Colbert, but his biting sarcasm, he gets it done.
Yeah, his timing and the fact that he could make jokes about it. It's not a joking matter yet.
There is a way to talk
about that is ridiculous and comical, because as Putin is ridiculous and comical, the fact that he's lying to the world and thinking we believe him, it's insanity what's going on over there.
Gallows humor.
I wasn't totally truthful with you before the break. I have a confession.
What?
I said I was going to do the math during the break. And
did you do the math?
I don't do math, ever. Well, I calculate sales percentages, so I can do that really well in my head and very fast if something's on sale. But no, I did not do the math on how much somebody would be taxed if they got a $15 million book deal. I have no idea what the taxes would be.
It would be ordinary income. Ordinary income. It wouldn't qualify as capital gains, so it would be a chunk, at least a third, maybe 40%.
Yeah, right, a third.
Right off top.
So it looks like Britney Spears is going to have a nice, big, fat tax bill, because it's true. People has confirmed that she has signed a massive book deal. 3 months. It's only been 3 months since her long-held conservatorship has been dissipated. Remember that? She was under her father's care and the conservator, Free Britney, hashtag Free Britney. She now is going to share her story. $15 million with Simon & Schuster for a tell-all. A complete tell-all. And when I first saw this story, I thought to myself, oh, my God, who cares? And then as I read it, I thought, oh, I care. I care. I grew up with Britney. She's younger than I. She's only 40. I'm 49 now. But I watched her rise. I watched her fall. I watched her disappear. I watched her get through this conservatorship. And you know what? I have this bizarre attachment to Britney Spears. I do care what happens to her. I don't know her personally. I'm sure I'll never meet her. But she has been part of the ether now for 30 years. She was on the Mickey Mouse Club. She was a child star. Mm-hmm. She is somebody that we've watched. And like it or not, celebrities are part of our culture. And not everybody's going to read the book, and maybe I won't read it. But I am interested to hear her side of the story. So you know what, Brit? You go out, you get your 15 mil, you do your thing, you tell, more importantly, you tell your side of the story and get paid doing it because she deserves it.
Here's the deal, though. 15 million after taxes, after paying her agent, after paying her attorneys, she'll be lucky to maybe wind up with 8 or 9 million. Still a great payday and good for her. You know, she deserves every penny, and she's going to need it, because if it's really a tell-all, there will be lawsuits. People don't like tell-alls. On the receiving end, there will be defamation and libel, and so she may need some of that, much of that money, to pay high-priced attorneys in court.
I hope not.
If that's the focus of the book, because that's usually everybody has their hand out, right?
I'm going to read it. I've got to read it. Which are the most sinful states? Find out where Minnesota lies. That's next. The news is up next on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.